Sports, politics, life. Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online at robertsrobinson.com.
The Republican primary for presidential candidate is likely to end this week as Super Tuesday is just a couple of days away. And Donald Trump is expected to romp through all of those states as he is surging in polls. Every major poll everywhere in the U.S. has Trump beating Biden right now. If the election were today, which is excellent news, the bad news is it's only March. And so we wait and wait and wait until November and hope this thing holds up. It was another really rough week for Joe Biden as so many things came crashing down on him, including his disastrous visit to the border, which was, it looked like a Saturday Night Live sketch, which, by the way, Saturday Night Live Saturday night was mocking Joe Biden with a fake CNN report about his age and his resilience and his vigor and all these things. It was not particularly funny, but it is noteworthy that Saturday Night Live has turned on Joe Biden. The entire apparatus is turning on Joe Biden as he struggles along through his presidency and hopes, I guess, to run in November. I still don't think he's going to run. I still think it's going to change at the convention, that there will be a bait and switch here and that Joe Biden will not be on the ballot in November. But it's just looking increasingly good for Donald Trump, who won Missouri through a weird sort of not real primary this weekend, Idaho, Michigan, some other states. And maybe the best news of all, and the real secret sauce to why Donald Trump is so effective and so popular with conservative voters in America, is the fact that he lost Washington, D.C. this weekend. Nikki Haley got her first win, her only win. She's not going to win anywhere else. She won Washington, D.C. And if you're anything like me, you see that as a positive for Trump. I mean, that's exactly the reason you and I want Trump in the White House, is to clean out D.C. And the fact that Nikki Haley won the District of Columbia in the primary over Trump is everything you need to know about this race, everything you need to know about the party, and everything you need to know about Trump's popularity. It explains it all. Yes, the swampy Republicans like Nikki Haley. I guess. I don't even understand why she's in this thing. I don't know where the money's coming from at this point. I don't know what she's doing other than embarrassing herself. She's probably setting herself up for a big TV job, but nothing more than that. The polling, yes, her polling is very good against Joe Biden. She would win. She would beat Joe Biden. But, I mean, anybody would beat Biden. And let's be honest, Trump is a much better president than Nikki Haley would be. And I think we all recognize that. Supreme Court ruling is due out on this Monday. By the time you hit play and listen to this podcast, we may know what that is. We don't know which case that is. There's a couple of Supreme Court hearings and rulings that will be coming out concerning Donald Trump and the ability to have immunity or to try him or be on the ballot in Colorado. We're not sure exactly which ruling is coming out on this Monday, but one is coming out. And I'm just going to guess that the Supreme Court across the board here going forward rules for Trump. I just don't see how the things that they're doing to him hold water. And I think the Supreme Court will back him up in many ways on that. In the polling that was out this weekend on Fox News, Donald Trump has a 70-point lead on immigration over Joe Biden. He is plus 70 on immigration, which is quickly becoming the biggest issue in America. He is plus 14 on the economy, which sounds low to me. I can't imagine anybody would actually think Biden is better on the economy than Trump, and is 56 points underwater on the issue of abortion. Joe Biden has a 56-point lead. Abortion is now a whopping loser of an issue for Republicans on national elections. And Trump has been out there floating around the idea, again, we're just not getting into the abortion thing deeply here on this podcast, but he's floating the idea of coming up with a number, whether it's 12 weeks, 15 weeks, 16 weeks, and floating the idea of campaigning this year on an abortion law that would legalize abortion. In other words, legal abortion would be the law up until a certain point. And he's trotting that out there, and he's saying, we know what that means. When he says he hasn't made up his mind, he's looking at this polling, and he's 56 points underwater on abortion. And I think Donald Trump is going to issue at some point during this campaign some sort of a policy, a statement on his platform that would be for legalized abortion federally, nationally. So we will wait and see on that. But it's all good news for Donald J. Trump as Super Tuesday is just around the corner and he is going to romp through all of those states. One of the topics we shared last week was, you know, my thoughts that Josh Hawley should be the leader of the GOP. He should replace Mitch McConnell as Republican leader in the Senate. I just believe it. I love Josh Hawley. I think he's the smartest guy in the room. I think he's really conservative. I think he is a guy that could fight the good fight at every turn. And I really don't hear his name mentioned very much for that position, which is somewhat surprising to me. Upon making those comments last week, I got a couple of emails from many of you that supported it. You like the idea of Josh Hawley. You like Josh Hawley. And one listener sent me a video clip of Josh Hawley in the Senate hearing room with Christopher Wray from the FBI. And I'd sort of forgotten they do all these hearings and they ask questions and what's going on with the FBI. And this one was concerning the FBI basically spying on Americans, getting information about Americans, and targeting Catholics. As we know, the FBI has kind of ruthlessly gone after groups of people that we would lump into a category and say they're Trump supporters or they're conservatives. And certainly Catholics are that. And Josh Hawley went to town, and I will just, this is Exhibit A here. If you want to know why I would like Josh Hawley in the negotiating room with Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and whomever is in the room negotiating on our behalf, this is the guy I want. Listen to Josh Hawley with FBI Director Christopher Wray after it was learned the FBI went after Catholics.
So the 60 million American Catholics who now learn that your FBI has recommended that priests be recruited as informants, your FBI has gone to priests, choir directors, but we're to feel better because you've admonished them for their wrongdoing.
You again are conflating two different things.
Why not? I am taking your testimony where you said you do not. You said categorically, you said we do not go to priests and ask them about their parishioners. You said we do not. You didn't say we haven't. You didn't say we won't. You said we don't. As it turns out, you do. And you kept it from the public. You deliberately misled Congress about it. And the only reason we know about it is because a whistleblower came forward.
That's fundamentally disagree with your characterization.
Well, there's no characterization. The facts are the facts. And I fundamentally resent the fact that you have violated, if not the spirit, if not the letter, certainly the spirit of the First Amendment. And use your law enforcement agency against Catholics in this nation.
I mean, that clip just does it all and says it all why I really, really, really like Josh Hawley. He, again, is not the single most personable politician or, you know, flamboyant personality, electability, all those things. But as the leader in the Senate, I can't imagine a stronger pit bull than having Josh Hawley on our side doing the good work for the people of Missouri and doing the good work for the people of the United States of America. I love that guy. I love that guy. And boy, he was absolutely right. I mean, he had Christopher Wray on the ledge right there and went for the knockout punch. Pretty good stuff. Josh Hawley. You just can't do much better, Missouri, than Josh Hawley. He's doing a great, great job. Hey, we want to welcome back this spring to the podcast, our friends at Earth Effects Outdoor. I spoke with Dan Hinks over the weekend and chatted with him a little bit about some of the projects that you've had Earth Effects Outdoor do around your house. He's working on a hardscape right now, a patio extension with pavers, a fireplace, some drainage work. He's done an outdoor kitchen and bar for a KKHI listener. He's really, really good at hardscapes. If you're considering building something in your backyard and you'd like to get a bid, this is the guy. Dan Hanks and his team, Darren and the guys, have done work at my house. They built a nice berm in my backyard last year with some little, I don't know what kind of trees those are. There's four or five of them. It kind of hides a corner away from where the neighbor's house is. They just do great work at Earth Effects Outdoor. They do all your landscaping needs, of course. They do lighting. They lit up my backyard, the woods in my backyard. I've got great lighting back there. But they also do mulch cleanup. They cut the big grasses and remove and replace the stuff that's overgrown. If you just want a makeover and refresh the landscaping around your house, they'll come take the old stuff that's overgrown out, bring in some new stuff, a little better design. They do it all at EarthFX Outdoor, online at eeoutdoor.com, or just call Dan at 816-478-7700. That's 816-478-7700. Again, they specialize in hardscapes. If you want a project done, if you want a back patio or a fire pit or a fire strip and an outdoor bar or kitchen, they'll build your grill in for you. Any way you'd like to do it, these guys are absolute pros. You've been in business over 25 years. Anywhere in the Kansas City area, it's EarthFX Outdoor Living, online at eeoutdoor.com, eeoutdoor.com. Welcome back, EE Outdoor, to KKHI. Spring has sprung, and it's time to get the landscaping crew out to your house. So we appreciate the great work that Dan and his team do at EarthFX Outdoor. 60 Minutes ran a piece on the border. And I mentioned Saturday Night Live was making fun of Joe Biden. Now 60 Minutes is doing stories on how bad the border is. It's piling up for Joe Biden. When the liberal media are piling on Joe Biden and everything that he's doing wrong, you know you're in trouble. And 60 Minutes did a piece Sunday where they interviewed Raul Ortiz, who's the former chief of the Border Patrol. He resigned last year. He retired last year after many, many, many years on the job. He was deputy chief under Trump, then chief under Biden for 3 years of Biden's presidency. And he gave an interview to 60 Minutes where he's talking about the problems at the border and said he was in charge of 21,000 Border Patrol agents, that he managed a department of 21,000 people. And over the course of his 3 years that he was in while Joe Biden was president, he never once got a call from the president and never once even got a phone call from the vice president, who is the border czar. 60 Minutes is airing this. He said, dude, I ran this thing for 3 years under Biden. I never heard from them. They never once called and said, how's it going? What can we do? Is there anything? Nothing. Kamala Harris, border czar. He's like, I never heard from her. I never heard from him. Never heard from her. Not once in his entire time as head of the Border Patrol. Man, it's crumbling down around these folks. I mean, when the media starts doing fair-minded stories, like this wasn't like Fox News. It was not slanted from a conservative angle on 60 Minutes. It was a middle-of-the-road story. But as part of that story, you have the former border chief saying, no, I never heard from the president. I never heard from the vice president. They don't care. I'm managing 21,000 people here at the border. And they literally don't care. I hear nothing from them. Absolute and total silence. You know, big time, interesting stuff. When it comes right down to it, from 60 Minutes. You can check that out at 60minutes.com if you want to see the full piece on the crumbling southern border, which the United Nations declared last week is the most dangerous border on earth. My good friend Chris DeGaulle took to X this weekend and referred to Missouri Governor Mike Parson as, quote, the dumbest governor in the country. Now, we're all Republicans, right? So that's GOP on GOP crime here by Chris DeGaulle, but I'm with him on this. Mike Parson on Friday picked 39 people in Missouri to pardon or commute their sentence. One of the 39 is Britt Reid, Andy Reid's son, who we know the backstory, got drunk, smashed his car, almost killed that little girl, and he got 3 years of prison time. 16 months in, Governor Parson commutes his sentence. And what really has Chris DeGaulle upset, and why I bring him up, is this is less than half the sentence served. Britt Reid is going to go on house arrest until October 31st of 2025. And Stegall says he's the dumbest governor in the country because Kansas City, Missouri police detective, Eric DeVolcanier, is not one of the 39 pardoned or commuted. DeVolcanier, you may remember, was involved in that case and was convicted of shooting an unarmed man and has been sentenced to prison, but they staunchly defend the police officer's actions, even though a court did not. And my guess is on his way out, Mike Parson may pardoned to Vulcanier, but we'll see. So it really brings up an interesting question. I think it's a bad look for Parson. I think it looks like Britt Reid is getting favorable treatment, but the fact of the matter is, for what he did, the sentences aren't that long, and most people don't serve 3 years. Now, we may not like the law. We may think Britt Reid or people like him that do what he did should be locked up longer and not have their sentence commuted. We can all have that discussion. This looks like favorable treatment, but I don't know that it is. I think actually staying for the entire sentence would have actually been the abnormal situation. It would have been, okay, he's a known person, he's a coach's son, he's a celebrity, so he has to serve it all. That may actually be the case if you dig deeper into this thing. I've got really strong opinions about a lot of things. I guess this isn't one of them. I think it's a bad look. I think the optics of this are not good. It looks like Britt Reid got favorable treatment, and he got let go, and he's on house arrest now, and yeah, he's the coach's son, and Mike Parson probably will get, you know, tickets to the suite at Arrowhead for life, all of these things. Andy Reid's probably a donor. We know Andy Reid's a Republican. He's campaigned and raised funds for candidates before. So there's maybe favoritism here. All those things appear to be possible. But I just can't jump up on a soapbox today and beat this one hard. I just can't. I don't know enough about the law and how many people get their sentence commuted. I believe this happens frequently. And I don't think he should be punished more than someone because he's Andy Reid's son. But I will say this clearly appears to be favoritism. It looks that way. And it's not a good look for Mike Parson. Nobody's talking about the other 38 people that had their pardon or sentence commuted. Nobody's talking about those 38 because they're not celebrities. They're not public. They're not in the public eye. So nobody's talking about those 38, but there were 39 of them in one day that he did this, and Britt Reid was one of them, and it's got a lot of people talking. It's got a lot of people upset, to be quite honest, and the family issued a statement, and they don't believe it's right. I get that, man. If that was my little girl, I wouldn't feel very good about Britt Reid being out early and being on house arrest until 2025. I wouldn't. I can't say that I support what Parson did, but I can't really find it in me to say he did something outrageously wrong because I think this is fairly common. And there were 38 others pardoned or commuted as well, so it's clearly something they do. Hey, I had a chance to play a little golf over the weekend. Went out to Falcon Ridge. Had a wonderful day at Falcon Ridge. My guy Jay Elsey there at Falcon Ridge gave me this little flyer. They're doing a membership drive right now where you get 1 month of free golf. You can use me as your referral. So that's how it works. Just say, Kevin referred me to Falcon Ridge, and I want my 1 month of free golf. You can call Falcon Ridge at 913-428-0644. That's 913-428-0644. Or send an email, falconridgeinfo@greatlifegolf.com. And my guy Jay there will hook you up with 1 month of free golf to get you started as you join as a new member. Now, when you go to the Great Life website, you're going to see all kinds of courses around Kansas City. Some of these are daily fee. Some of them are membership. And right now they're having a membership drive at Falcon Ridge, and it's free golf for a month. That's pretty cool stuff, man. You want to play more golf this year? You want to join? These clubs have been full. They've been sold out the past few years, and now there's a few memberships available. So jump on in at greatlifegolf.com, greatlifegolf.com. Play more golf. Ideal Health KC is Kansas City's regenerative medicine center. Dr. Kip Van Camp has been published in multiple journals worldwide on stem cell and tissue research that he's done, and he would like to use your body's tissue and blood to help you feel better, whatever's ailing you, whether it's chronic pain, COVID shot issues, onset of Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. He's done work with all the above, and he really helps people feel better. If regular medicine has not worked for you, you might try using what your body's good at. Go see Dr. Van Camp. Schedule a consultation by calling 913-745-5300 or log on to idealhealthkc.com. And Advantage Termite Pest Control is a call you need to make. Right now, it's spring. Here come the critters. Keep them out of your house. AdvantageTPC.com. AdvantageTPC.com. Or call Aaron and his family-owned business at 913-768-8989. That's 913-768-8989. It's Advantage Termite and Pest Control. I've been a customer for over 20 years. They'll go anywhere in the metro area in Kansas City, and you'll be critter-free with Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Also, this weekend on X, I had a little fun on Sunday. We celebrated a birthday of one of our friends. We just got together at a place and out on a patio, having a nice 80-degree day for the beginning of March. It was a lot of fun. And my friend Andy, who I don't talk a lot about on this podcast, but he's got two things that he's obsessed with golf, and he's like literally obsessed with mozzarella sticks. Like, the dude loves mozzarella sticks. He loves them so much he doesn't even dip them in marinara. Okay? So I judge a mozzarella stick sometimes by the marinara. How good is the marinara that comes with the mozzarella stick? He swears the best mozzarella stick anywhere on the planet is Sonic. I took him to the other place. They've got homemade cheese. They make great mozzarella sticks, or Nick and Jake, some places that have really, really good ones. And he doesn't. I'm telling you, the dude is a mozzarella freak. So we've decided that, like, Dave Portnoy does the one slice bite of pizza thing, Andy's the mozzarella stick guy. So we're going to, once a week, once every couple of weeks, when we go somewhere, we're going to get mozzarella sticks, and he's going to rate them. And we started out yesterday at a place in Prairie Village, and he tried the mozzarella sticks, and we decided to come up with a Twitter handle for him, and it's called Andy Sticks It, STIXX, Andy Sticks It. And it's him literally swinging a golf club. We've turned the golf club into a mozzarella stick. It's pretty cute. It's pretty clever. We would encourage you to go follow him on Twitter. If you follow me on X, I retweeted it. I posted the video yesterday. It's his first review. It's only about 45 seconds long. And he gave the bar in Prairie Village, the patio was fabulous. We had a wonderful day there. He only gave him a 4.5 on their mozzarella sticks. You'll like his reviews. We're going to do this. We're going to have fun with this. He was reluctant. You'll see it in the first video. He's reluctant to do it. But then he gets into it, and he starts talking about these mozzarella sticks. And he's just a connoisseur of fine mozzarella sticks. So we're trying to build a Twitter following for him. If you are on X, or if you've never been on X, or if you're just on X and follow and don't post, that's great too. It's Andy Sticks It, STIXX. Andy Sticks It. He's at Andy Sticks It, and we're going to have some fun with that. And if you have a suggestion for mozzarella sticks, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email, kevin@kkhasissues.com. kevin@kkhasissues.com. I would love to hear your recommendation for mozzarella sticks anywhere in the Kansas City metro, and we'll get Andy on it and see if he will review it. I think his ultimate problem was with these mozzarella sticks, they weren't hot. They'd sat on the plate or whatever in there for a while before they got to him, so the cheese wasn't very gooey, and they'd kind of, that was his thing. Real reviews, he's going to do honest. This guy's honest the day is long. If he doesn't like a mozzarella stick, he'll tell you. I once heard him say, these mozzarella sticks are no good because there's too much cheese. Like, what? He likes more crunch. He likes the breading. Andy Sticks It on Twitter. Andy Sticks It on X. STIXX. Andy Sticks It is a fun follow. We're going to have some fun with some mozzarella sticks. On to sports and a rough weekend of college basketball. I mean, Missouri's lost 16 in a row. What? Come on. I can't spend much time on Mizzou. 16 in a row? What in the world? Are you kidding me? K-State blew one on Saturday night. I mean, Jerome Tang, it's not a fireable offense, but I don't understand the simplest single concept in basketball is a 2-for-1 possession at the end of a half or end of a game. It's the simplest thing there is. You know what 2-for-1 is? Andy Reid's gotten very good at it in football. We've seen him do it. We've seen the Chiefs go get 2-for-1 at the end of the half. Basketball, it's the easiest thing in the world. So here's what Jerome Tang pulled off Saturday night. He pulled a loss out of the hat. He pulled the rabbit out of the hat. He's up one on the road at Cincinnati, and they get the rebound with 50 seconds left. Okay. They run 25 seconds of clock and settle for a three-pointer, missed, and give the ball back to Cincinnati with no shot clock remaining. Unbelievable. Like coaching 101. He's just said, he's waving a white flag. I don't want to win this game. I'm not even going to try to win this game. Here, you take it. He had two timeouts left. You use one of them at 50. You called your guys over and you say, we have 10 seconds to shoot. 10 seconds. Let's go. If you miss, you miss. You go play defense. Two things can happen playing defense. You can hold them to a missed shot and win the game. Okay? Or they score and you get the ball back with 15 seconds left. It's the simplest concept in the world. And he just blew it. I'm like, do these... Another thing I get tired of. Oh, Bill Self's so good out of timeouts and he's so good at handling the clock. Everybody should be like that. Like when we point out that Bill Self's really good at this, it's really insulting the other coaches. It shouldn't, you're making millions of dollars a year. You ought to know what a 2-for-1 is. And you ought to know how to coach it. And K-State probably blew any chance they had at the NCAA tournament by poor coaching at the end, poor strategy at the end. Just got to point it out. Kansas lost again. They have officially sealed the worst year ever for Bill Self at Kansas. I think they're heading into the NCAA tournament with 10 losses. They got number 8, lost number 8 on Saturday at Baylor, 82-74. McCullough played, scored 20, so that's good news. Bill Self was not discouraged afterwards. He said, sometimes we just can't go by wins and losses here. We have to look at how we played. He said, we did some good things. So we weren't half bad. So that's good. That's good news. I think they're going to lose. I think they're going to drill K-State Tuesday night. I think they're going to lose to Houston on Saturday. And I think they'll probably lose a game in the Big 12 tournament. I don't think they're going to win that one. So that's going to put them at 10 losses, which is weird. Here's how great Bill Self's tenure has been at Kansas. This is his worst year ever at Kansas. And right now they're a 3 seed. I mean, seriously? That's true. That, like, worst year ever, Kansas basketball. Oh, what's wrong with this team? They're a 3 seed. Like, 3 seeds make the Final Four. Kansas is still in it. They got some really good players, and they're a veteran team. And if they're healthy, they're going to be a tough out. You know they will be. But Baylor pulled away late in that one on Saturday and gets the 82-74 win over the Kansas Jayhawks, who somehow are having their worst year. So it was pretty much across the board bad college basketball. But did you know that UMKC is on a roll? We don't talk about, they call them Kansas City, the Kansas City Ruse. UMKC has won 6 in a row. They went on the road to Oral Roberts on Sunday and just drilled them. 71-54. UMKC is the number 2 seed in the Summit League tournament, which starts this week in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Marvin Menzies is the new head coach at UMKC. He's been to the NCAA tournament 5 times. He previously coached New Mexico State and UNLV. And they're not great. Their record isn't great. I think they're only a couple of games over 500. But they've won 6 in a row and vaulted up to number 2 in their conference, the Summit League, and a real threat to win the tournament. If they win the tournament, they're going to the NCAA tournament. I mean, they can do this. They're the 2 seed, and they're playing great. I think South Dakota is the top team. Or South Dakota State, not South Dakota. The Jackrabbits, I believe they're the top team in the Summit League. But nobody's playing better than UMKC. And then I'm like, in what world does UMKC go on the road and win at Oral Roberts? And then they went down there as a 2.5-point underdog and just drilled them. They were up by 25 at one point. Just pounded Oral Roberts on the road. That's great stuff. Seriously. Seriously good for UMKC. Way to go. KKHI is brought to you by Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com, now offering the lofts at 1700 condominiums in Manhattan, off Manhattan Avenue. They begin at $249. His previous project for condominiums in Manhattan sold out quickly at Colbert Hills. These are on Manhattan Avenue, and you're going to love them. If you'd like more information, go to the website, back9development.com, or call TJ at 785-236-0161. Tickets for Less is online at ticketsforless.com. Use the promo code KKHI at ticketsforless.com. You want to go see KU and K-State Tuesday night at Allen Fieldhouse? Ticketsforless.com. Royals opening day, March 28th, ticketsforless.com. Dial it up. Use that promo code KKHI or walk right in at 131st and Metcalf or call them. Your personal concierge is available right now at 913-685-3322. That's 685-3322 or walk in the Overland Park location, 130th and Metcalf in Overland Park. It's ticketsforless.com. Cross Kitchens KC is Kansas City's remodeler. They're online at crosskitchenskc.com for free consultation. Give Tim a call. Have him out to your home. Take a look around. 816-898-7047 for crosskitchenskc.com. Caitlin Clark made big news as she is the all-time scoring leader in college basketball history. Now, I don't understand this one. Everybody's making a big deal out of her passing Pistol Pete Maravich's college scoring record of 3,667 points. I don't get it. She plays women's basketball. Pistol Pete played men's basketball. I don't get saying, hey, this is the basketball record. I mean, I guess it's a footnote. She's awesome. She's a sensation. She's going pro. She's announced she's leaving college basketball and turning pro to go to the WNBA and make even more money. And she is really something else. I'm not taking anything away. But it's a different era. The three-point shot obviously is a big deal. We've talked, Lynette Woodard was a better college basketball player than Caitlin Clark. Lynette Woodard at KU had the scoring record until they certified her scoring record as not being NCAA. It was something AIA or something before that, which is bogus. And she didn't have a three-point shot. Neither did Pistol Pete. And so I don't understand really any of this other than it's great for women's college basketball. I think it's cool. We have another sport people are interested in. Is race a factor in this thing? Would she be as big a deal if she were black? I don't know. She's a hell of a player, man. And that's a lot of points. She scored 35 in their latest win. I mean, she's just going out there scoring 30 every night. It's pretty legit. But I have a hard time saying she's better than Pistol Pete Maravich. That's I can't really go there. I think you can probably appreciate that. But I just, you know, it's just not something I can do. I can't go there. Our final is brought to you by Advanced Medical Imaging online at medimagekS.com. See what's inside at Advanced Medical Imaging. And Dr. Bill Bush at North Kansas City Dental online at nkcdental.com. Call 816-471-2911 for an appointment at North Kansas City Dental, offices in Missouri and Kansas. We put the newsletter out on Saturday for the patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to kkhisissues.com and sign up. You get the newsletter every week and the patron podcasts. And I have a little final there on the newsletter as well. It was something that interesting that happened. We had leap year, right? Last Friday was it Friday? What day was the 29th? I'll get my little calendar right here. The 29th was Thursday and it was a leap year. And so a lot of weird things happened with leap year. I went to get donuts at Krispy Kreme for my mom because they said a donut on February 29th, 229, would be $2.29. So I get there and they say, oh, you have to buy a dozen at the regular price. Then you get a dozen for $2.29. Well, sucker me, went ahead and got two dozen and took them to her apartment complex. And I'm sure all the residents loved them. And I enjoyed doing that. But I got kind of suckered in on one of those leap year promotions that wasn't what you thought it was. Apparently, I missed the fine print. But that was not the best leap year story. The best leap year story was the country of New Zealand, where actually my in-laws are cruising right now. They're on a cruise in Australia and New Zealand having a great time. New Zealand has gas stations with no people. They're very proud to be technologically advanced and forward-thinking and all these things. So they have gas stations all over New Zealand where it's just pumps, swipe, pay, pump. No people, no store to go in. No beef jerky, none of that, no soda, no big queue. So you swipe and go. They had a little problem on leap year. None of the pumps anywhere worked because it would not acknowledge a credit card validation date of February 29th. 229 is not on the calendar. It's not in the computer. The computer isn't smart enough. It declined every single credit card the entire day. They couldn't pump gas in New Zealand because it was leap year. Way to go, New Zealand. You're real forward, all right. You know, and I put in the newsletter at the end of it, everybody's talking about AI. I don't get it. Artificial intelligence has the word artificial in it. Like, it's fake news. We know this now. We've seen Gemini, what they're doing. Artificial intelligence is only what humans program it to be. So we're noticing that all artificial intelligence right now is far left-leaning. That's what it is. And we're to think, they're trying to sell this to you like global warming or one of their other ruses, that the computer made up its own mind that these are the facts and this is the truth. The computer is smarter than a human. Humans have nothing to do with it. This is the computer saying this is how it is. No. Humans build it. Whether it's the software, the technology, whatever it may be, humans are inputting all this data, which makes the intelligence artificial, because you know where it's coming from. It's coming from the left. And the more we try, the harder it gets. And then you show up and try to pump gas on the leap year date, and you get locked out because the stupid computer doesn't recognize the date, and your card is invalid. Our final today at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.